Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a solist.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Yay!
Hello, boys and girls. How are you doing today? I know you probably are wondering, that doesn't sound like Aunt Jewel, and you are correct. This is Starfish. How are you doing today? I hope everyone is having a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. Over here in Washington, D.C., it was 97 degrees. Now, that is very, very hot. What was the temperature over there? I know in Connecticut, it was overcast. And the sun wasn't shining too much, but it was trying to make its way out for a fun barbecue that you're having. I know everyone's having fun barbecues. I've spoken to many boys and girls, and they have barbecues of all different sorts. One had a barbecue yesterday. Actually, for their neighbors, which is so kind to have a barbecue for the neighbors. Another one is having a barbecue today for all of their friends. Oh, these kids are so, so nice. Well, as you know, boys and girls, here on Aunt Jewel Radio Show, it must be Sunday because all of the families are home today. No school or work. Just relaxing and getting ready for the next day. A family tradition with mommies, daddies, grandma, nana, grandfathers, poppy, aunts and uncles, babysitters, and people who just care. Now it's time for just making bedtime fun. And of course, we'd like to thank you for joining Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories. Today, we love to learn. Here on Aunt Jewel Bedtime Show, we get to discover many, many different things. Last weekend, we spoke about the Memorial Day. This weekend, we're going to talk about our keyword, which is proud. Now, Aunt Jewel is traveling all around the world and sharing stories with kids on the West Coast as we speak. Can you believe this? As you know, here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, we love making friends. We love sharing stories and making memories with new and old friends. So I know Aunt Jewel would certainly love for us to stay with our tradition and stick to the schedule. And you know what that means. That is our checklist. And you certainly have it by memory at this time. What do we do when we get back from school or when we had a long day with our friends? We, of course, finish our dinner, clean up our toys, make sure everything is all nice and clean, go upstairs or go to our bathroom and get in the tub and get squeaky clean. And then we brush our teeth, brush our hair, and put on our favorite PJs. Let's listen to Aunt Jewel's bedtime list. Mm-hmm. Boys and girls, don't you feel so relaxed and relieved when you've gone through your checklist and not only looked at your checklist, memorized your checklist, but was able to check off the items on your checklist? That is the best, best feeling. Now, I know of such a smart audience, and you're able to take in all the information, and as you take in all the information and store it in your fun memory bank, that turns into your own knowledge that you can share with your boys and girls, your friends at school. It is such a wonderful feeling. Now, we said that our last Sunday, which was celebrating and speaking about Memorial Day, our word of the day was hero and honor. We learned about the history of Memorial Day, and tomorrow, this whole entire weekend, we are celebrating the men and women who fought so hard and so strong in the war. And tomorrow is that very special day. But every day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday of this weekend, you probably have seen everyone celebrating, and you're able to share your knowledge with them. Tomorrow is the day, and you can share your information. Now, are you ready? Are you ready? I hear the boys and girls getting ready. I think you're ready for our word of the day for this Sunday. Come on in, boys and girls. Come in, boys and girls. Let's learn. Let's learn our word of the day. I know my East Coast boys and girls are already finished with their checklist, but the boys and girls on the West Coast, come on in. Come on in and listen to our word of the day. Oh, yes. Now I have your attention. Our word of the day is proud. What does proud mean? What does it mean to be proud? Now, we have a fun definition from our friends, kids.net.au, and they said proud is feeling self-respect or pleasure in something by which you measure your self-worth. Wow. Proud is also being a reason for having pride. They're proud parents, proud of his accomplishments, a proud moment you can have, and proud to serve your country, which I know that the men and women who fought the wars were proud to serve their country. And now you really understand what it means to be proud. And share this word with all your boys and girls, all your friends. Proud. Boys and girls, proud by Mr. Simons, Mr. Baker Simons.
Do you know what pride is? Pride is when you feel good about yourself and the things you do. Can we say that together? Pride is when you feel good about yourself and the things you do. Right? Let's talk about pride. That feeling deep inside. Feel good about you and all the things you do. It doesn't really matter if you're a boy or a girl, for you can be special in this very special world. God has made you special. There's lots of things that you can do. So touch a new attitude, accept yourself, be proud of you. Hey, 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 hey. All right, let's say it. Be proud, be you. Let's talk about school and what you're gonna do. The teachers there who care, they care about you. So finish all your homework and do the best you can. Then you will be successful as a woman or a man. God has made you special. There's lots of things that you can do. Start a new attitude, accept yourself, be proud of you. Say it. A black man or a white man.
Be proud. Be you.
A yellow man or a brown man.
Be proud. Be you.
The red man too.
Be proud. Be you.
An old man or a young man.
Be proud. Be you.
A young girl or a woman.
Be proud. Be you.
A special child, a gifted child, a handicapped too.
Be proud. Be you.
A Muslim or a Hindu,
be proud, be you.
A Christian or a Jew,
be proud, be you.
In a race, creed, a color,
be proud, be you.
Be proud, be you.
God has made you special. There's lots of things that you can do. So got a new attitude, accept yourself, be proud of you. Be proud, be you. Be proud, be you.
Say it again louder.
Be proud, be you.
One more time, loud.
Be proud, be you.
All right.
Wow. I was moving and grooving at the same time. I was proud to be me. And I know you are proud to be you. Now, this month, the month of May, next month, the month of June, we must feel this great feeling of pride and being proud. You probably feel it, and you don't even know that that's what it means. That feeling when you see your older sister or your older brother walking down that path with his cap and gown and receiving a certification called a diploma. Or when the mommies and daddies see their little child move from kindergarten to first grade, from first grade to second grade, third grade to fourth grade, and on and on and on. That feeling inside when you get all warm and you feel like you're going to explode and a smile comes on your face. That is being proud. Everywhere we feel especially proud. And this, what I talk about, this feeling, this event, is called graduation. It's graduation time, everyone. Everyone is graduating from kindergarten, from middle school, from upper school, from elementary school, college, graduate school. Everyone is graduating. And this is a special time because our family members, our greatest friends who've known us forever, come and see that very moment. That very moment when you graduate. So I want to tell everyone that I'm proud of our teachers, proud of our coaches, proud of our mentors for helping us get there. I know the parents and grandparents and uncles, don't forget, we have not forgotten about you. We're proud of you, too. Now, this song is dedicated to all of our little ones who are graduating from kindergarten. And I know it feels like such a great accomplishment, and it is. We wouldn't have done it, and you wouldn't have done it, without your family members and your friends who help you get there. This song is called Kindergarten Graduation. And big dreams, I know that's what you're going to do. Yes, boys and girls, it is graduation time. And as you know, of course, on Aunt Jill Bedtime Stories, we read, what is it? Bedtime Stories, of course. So we're going to get into a little story. It is a pre-story before our bedtime story. And of course, it's about graduating and what to do next. Boys and girls, sit back because I know you want to hear our story that we have speaking about graduating. Let's jump into Storyland. Now, this book is called Curious You, On Your Way. Curious You. That reminds me of someone. Does it remind you of someone? It's an animal. It's furry. Can you guess? It's Curious George. Curious George. This is illustrated by H.A. Ray. And Curious George is on his way. Hip hip hooray! You've done great things. The whole world is proud of you today. You've learned so much. You studied so, so hard. And put your brains to the test. You played on the team, the football team, the soccer team, the tennis team. And of course, the times come when a curious monkey needs to break free. Even if it means you don't know exactly where you're going or what will come next. Congratulations to incredible, capable, curious, curious you. The end. Wow, boys and girls, that seems so exciting. What journey you guys are about to take. When you're going from kindergarten, moving up to the next level, there's so many untold adventures that you don't know what's going to happen, but you know you can get through them. Why? Because you have your mommies and daddies, grandmas and nanas and poppies and friends, close, close friends, to help you get through every step of the way. So don't be afraid to jump into that next chapter of your book and just be proud. I'm certainly proud of all of the graduates that we have. And of course, as we talk about graduating, what do you have to do when you get ready for that big day? You have to make sure you're nice and clean. That reminds us of my favorite song. Brush, brush, brush your teeth. Brush your teeth all day to make sure you're nice and clean. And what better way to prepare for that wonderful day? But today, to get ready for bed and brush your teeth while our favorite song is playing, Rubber Ducky by the Cedar Mound Kids. Boys and girls, brush, brush, brush away.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vo-vo-vo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rubber dub dubby. Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. prettiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, Dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. For bed.
I know Aunt Jewel will be so, so proud of every boy and girl because you were able to check everything off your checklist, have it in your memory bank, take a bath, brush your teeth, learn about what it means to be proud, and get ready for a wonderful graduation. Boys and girls, before we take a trip to Dreamland, we must say a very special happy birthday because today is Charmaine's birthday. She is on the West Coast, and we would like to say happy birthday from Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. Charmaine, I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day and a wonderful, wonderful night. And we'd like to say happy birthday.
HappyBirthday.com.
Happy birthday, Charmaine. I hope you're having a great one. So, boys and girls, get ready to take a trip to Dreamland. And we sit back and close our eyes and get ready to take a trip to Dreamland. We're going to read our bedtime story called Corduroy, written by Dawn Freeman. Are you ready, boys and girls? Do you have your favorite PJs on? Do you have your grandpa? And I know you have your whole family because you're getting ready for your graduation. So everyone, let's take this evening to sit back, relax, gather together, and listen to our story. Now, this story is called Corduroy. And it links to our other story called Curious You. Do you know why they could possibly connect? I'll give you a couple seconds. It is because they're both animals. The first story was Curious You, talking about Curious George, who was a cute little monkey. And this one is called Corduroy, and it talks about a cute little bear. So get ready, boys and girls. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
The illustrator of this book is also Don Freeman, and the publishing company is Puffin Books. Corduroy is a bear who once lived in the toy department of a big store. Day after day, he waited with all of the other animals and dolls for somebody to come along and take him home. The store was always filled with shoppers buying all sorts of things, but no one ever seemed to want a small bear in green overalls. The one morning, a little girl stopped and looked straight into Corduroy's bright eyes. "Oh, Mommy," she said, "look, there's the very bear I've always wanted." "Not today, dear," her mother sighed. "I've spent too much already. Besides, he doesn't look new. He's lost the button to one of his shoulder straps." Corduroy watched them sadly as they walked away. "I didn't know I had a lost button," he said to himself. "Tonight, I'll go and see that I can find it." Late that evening, when all of the shoppers had gone and the doors were shut and locked, Corduroy climbed carefully down from his shelf and began searching everywhere on the floor for his lost button. Suddenly, he felt the floor moving under him. Quite by accident, he had stepped onto an escalator, and up he went, up, up, and away. Could this be a mountain? He wondered. "I think I've always wanted to climb a mountain." He stepped off the escalator as it reached the next floor, and there before his eyes was an amazing sight. Tables and chairs and lamps and sofas and rows of beds. "This must be a palace," Corduroy gasped. "I guess I've always wanted to live in a palace." He wandered around admiring the furniture. "This must be a bed," he said. "I've always wanted to sleep in a bed." And up he crawled onto a large, thick mattress. All at once, he saw something small and round. "Why, here's my button," he cried. And he tried to pick it up. But like all of the other buttons on the mattress, it was tied down so, so tight. He yanked and pulled with both his paws until pop! Off came the button, and off the mattress Corduroy toppled. Bang! Onto a tall floor lamp. Over it fell with a crash. Corduroy didn't know it, but there was someone else awake in the store. The night watchman was going his rounds on the floor above. When he heard the crash, he came dashing down the escalator. "Now, who in the world did that?" he exclaimed. "Somebody must be hiding here." He flashed his light under and over the sofas and beds until he came to the biggest bed of all. And there he saw two fuzzy brown ears sticking up from the cover. "Hello," he said. "How did you get upstairs?" The watchman tucked Corduroy under his arm and carried him down the escalator and set him on the shelf in the toy department with the other animals and dolls. Corduroy was just waking up from the first customers who came into the store in the morning. And there, looking at him with a wide, warm smile, was the same little girl he had seen only the day before. "I'm Lisa," she said, "and you're going to be my very own bear. Last night, I counted what I saved in my piggy bank, and my mother said I could bring you home." I'll have a very special boys and girls. Shall I put him in a box for you? The sales lady asked. Oh, no, thank you, Lisa answered, and she carried Corduroy home in her arms. She ran all the way up 4 flights of stairs into her family's apartment and straight to her own room. Corduroy blinked. There was a chair and a chest of drawers, and alongside a girl-sized bed stood, a little bed, just the right size for him. The room was small, nothing like that enormous palace in the department store. This must be home, he said. I know. I've always, always wanted a home. Lisa sat down with Corduroy on her lap and began to sew a button on his overalls. I like you the way you are, he said. But you'll be more comfortable with your shoulder strap fastened. You must be my friend, said Corduroy. I've always wanted a friend. Me too, said Lisa, and gave him a big, 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 grand hug. The end. Oh, boys and girls, that sounds very awesome. And you know what? I think Lisa was so proud of Corduroy. And Corduroy was so proud to have a home, and not only have a home, but be with a friend who really, really cares about him. Now, we can really understand the meaning of being proud. We're proud. We were proud of the monkey, Curious George, for graduating and doing all those great things, being a part of the team, studying so very hard. And we're proud of Corduroy for being strong and determined and knowing that he's going to find his home. And he took such great risks by going up the mountain and finding a palace just to get a button to get a friend. Now, we learned so much here on today's Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. And of course, we want to thank Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. As you know, all the information that we learn, we can use to share to all our friends at school. I was able to share my stories, and I was able to share songs and the meanings for you. But Aunt Jewel and I always like to take this time to share messages that have come from boys and girls and that were sent to us. And feel free, boys and girls, to send us your thoughts, your voice, on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story at gmail.com. Here's some of the stories that we've already received. This is a message from Sheila J. She said that she is proud of her father, J.B., for always being there, not only for his own kids, but attending every big event for his grandkids, too. Wow, J.B., Grandpa J.B., J.B., Sheila J. Must really be proud. Here's another message from Anthony H. He wants to say how proud he is of his best friend, Benson, for never giving up. And even at times when he feels he cannot handle it alone, he keeps pushing and pushing and affects kids not only here in America, but in Haiti, too. Oh, Anthony, I would be proud of your friend, Benson, as well. He sounds like a great friend, just like Corduroy and Lisa. And Sally J., she said that she's proud of her sister for working so hard in that kitchen and baking cookies and cake all day long. Yum, yum, Sally J. I would want to have a sister like that. We are so, so very proud of many people. And I, Starfish, would like to say who we are proud of on here on Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories. We're proud of the aunts always being so strong for their family, the aunts on the West Coast who never give up and are always there for their brothers and sisters and their nieces and nephews. We're proud of teacher Carol Shaw, working so hard with each and every little student so that knowledge becomes fun. We're proud of Butterfly Roberts on the West Coast for making sure that her sister always looks good, has always the best hairstyles and the best clothing, because she truly loves her sister. I'm also proud of the graduates, Denise and Kaylin, graduating at such great efforts. No matter what happens, they still had a goal and set in their mind that they were going to graduate. We're so very proud. We're proud of Little Shauna Sunshine, who works so very hard day in, day night, and always has fun doing it. Boys and girls, we always love to close and sit back to our favorite bedtime song called Corinne Bailey Ray. Oh, we have a guest. Hello. Hello. Oh, well, they'll come in soon. We're certainly proud of you calling in. Please do call in at 914-338-0695 because we love hearing your stories. Your stories are our stories. Your memories are our memories. We love hearing your voice. So, boys and girls, we've read our bedtime story, and I would like for you to look out your window. Do you see it? I know it must be dark on the East Coast, about to get dark. I know the sun is going down. Do you see it yet? I'm looking out of my window. It's that flickering light. That light, yes, that light that we call our shining star. Now, boys and girls, I want you to look at that star, and as we look at that same star that shines before us, make a wish as we listen to our Corinne Bailey Ray song. Let us all think of a wish and listen to our dream song. Corinne Bailey Ray, just like a star.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Wanted to love. That I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I wonder.
long you peek in, Mantra.
I've been through that before. From tonight, I know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in love talk. Now I understand.
Boys and girls, today we are so proud. We're proud of our graduates, proud of our mommies, proud of our daddies, and we've made so many great friends. And as you graduate to the next level, that's especially what you're going to make. New friends. You're going to have your old friends and add them on to your new friends. Friends, you know what this means. Our favorite song by Mr. Newman. Here we go, boys and girls. You. You have a friend in me.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together to see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, maybe. But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You go seek it, I can't done me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
You have a friend in me, and we have a friend on the West Coast, too. Aunt Jewel is spending time, spending memories, making memories, sharing stories with the best family anyone can ask for. We're so very proud of each and every one. Now, boys and girls, did you look outside that window and make your wish as we listened to Just Like a Star by Corinne Bailey Rae? I know you did. Every night, every evening, look at that star and make your wish, because you know that here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story, Aunt Jewel and I are looking at that star, gazing at that same very star, and making our wish. Moms and dads, aunts and uncles, boys and girls, take a trip to Dreamland to discover Aunt Jewel's Imagination Playland. We love to have our boys and girls listen to Aunt Jewel radio show every Sunday from 7:30 to 8:30. And please join us next weekend and our favorite friend, Seashell, can make a visit on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story. Thank you for joining us, Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Souls, Aunt Jewel Bedtime Story. I'm going to drift off into dreamland as we listen to Jewel's lullaby. Here we go, boys and girls. Have a wonderful weekend, great Memorial Day, and I'm so very proud of each and every one of you.
Closer than you can ever.
Have a good night, everyone. Take a trip to dreamland. We're so very proud, very, very proud. Aunt Jules says good night.